Welcome back to Unleashing You. Today, I speak with Juliana Yao Jorgen. Juliana is a former manager and director at one of Canada's largest P&C insurers. After thriving in her 20-year corporate career, she is now a professional coach helping other introverts thrive in an extrovert's workplace without doing all the extrovert things. This conversation is perfect for those introverts, or let's be honest, anyone really, who is ready to step in fully into who you are. I loved talking with Juliana, and I know you're going to love this conversation too, because it is time to make your unique strengths your superpowers. Let's dive into the episode. Before we begin, I want to make sure that you have the Unleashing You retreat on your radar. Because just the fact that you're tuning into this podcast means the Unleashing You retreat is right up your alley. The reason I created the Unleashing You retreat is because as women, we tend to look to everyone else for the answers. We somehow think that everyone else knows better than we do, when in reality, tapping into your own intuition is actually the key to living a happy and fulfilled life. And that's how I've created the career and life I have now, and what we'll teach you how to do during this retreat. An inner shift like this will leave you with tools that you'll use for the rest of your life. This retreat is so much more than a girls' trip. This is a transformation. If I've piqued your interest, I want to personally invite you to join us in Steamboat Springs, Colorado on September 19th through the 22nd. During our time together, we will go through coaching workshops and other deep personal development activities that will uncover aspects of yourself you never even knew. Work like this would take months or years to do on your own. And we're going to get you there in just a few short days. Not to mention, we'll be staying in a gorgeous mountain home, complete with a private chef, so you don't have to lift a finger. If you are ready for a pampering getaway where you can recharge your batteries and feed your soul, send me a message on Instagram or visit acrprofessionalcoaching.com to learn more and reserve your spot. Spots are very limited, so do not wait. And I'll see you in the mountains. Now, let's get on to today's show. Welcome to Unleashing You. This podcast is your permission slip to create success your way. I'm your host, Amanda Riffey, a certified success coach and female business leader who has climbed her way up the corporate ladder. I've been through burnout and back and found the tools to bring fun and enjoyment to my career while creating powerful results and leading in a way that feels authentic to me. This show brings you conversations with women just like you who have created massive success for themselves and are doing it in their own way. We'll hear about their personal journeys of growing their career while still prioritizing the things they love most. If you are ready to be challenged and encouraged to reach your next level, then buckle up, sister, because the road to dreamy success begins here. Let's dive in. Hey, Juliana, I'm so excited to have you on Unleashing You. How are you?
I'm so good, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I am pumped to dive into this topic today because I think, you know, some of us are more extroverted, some of us are more introverted, but I think no matter what, we all have introverted qualities. And I would love to just learn more about how to lean into the strengths of those. So let's go ahead and jump in with a little bit about your story. So tell us a little bit about your career journey and just to how did you get to the business that you have today?
Yeah, for sure. So I had a 20-year career in corporate. I actually started as a data entry clerk out of university and worked my way into a director position. And I guess towards the end of 2022, maybe, my husband was presented with an opportunity to join a startup and start their office in Madrid. And we were living in Vancouver, BC at the time. But I was also quite burnt out from being a director in corporate. I think your leaders who are listening can probably relate to that, where, you know, sometimes you're rocking it and sometimes just with the work that's required and the leadership team that's above you, it can be a little bit challenging. So between deciding to stay put where we were and moving to Madrid, it became a pretty easy, well, not easy, but it was something we couldn't turn down, we'll say. It's just the adventure, the change, the opportunity for me to step away a little bit and kind of take a bit of a break because I've been going so hard for so long. And then I kind of asked myself what I wanted to do because didn't know how long it would take to get a work visa. Didn't know what my job prospects were there because I speak muy, muy poco español. I've been studying now, but at the time, it was like Duolingo lesson 3. And I just kind of thought back to even very early in my career when I don't even know that I was coaching people, but I was talking to a coworker who got a promotion or was presented with the option of a promotion, didn't want it, but was really worried about turning it down because she was worried that she might get blocked for other opportunities if she said no. And I kind of had a lot of conversations with her and talked through that more out of curiosity than anything else, because I'm like, why is this, like, she's rocking her job and this is so great that she's got a promotion. Why doesn't she want it? And why is she so worried? Like, what is it about this company or like work in general that makes her so worried about not being up for promotion again if she said no? So I don't know. I think when I just kind of looked at all of the options, coaching just kind of felt like the right fit for me. So I took a deep breath and went for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're definitely in the right place right now because I think, you know, you and I both know like coaching is rooted in curiosity. And so having that genuine curiosity of why we do what we do, the limiting beliefs that hold us back, all of those things. I know you're doing amazing work with your clients. So can you walk us through a little bit? Because, you know, you talked about feeling burned out in where you were, being presented with this amazing opportunity to move to another country. I mean, moving to Madrid sounds amazing. But I'm sure, and you even said like it wasn't an easy decision. So like walk us through, because for some people that might feel like terrifying to leave what is comfortable to go to something unknown. So can you walk us through some of like the inner pieces that were going through your mind then?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it may have seemed like an easy decision from the outside and it's super exciting, but my husband and I did talk about it quite a bit. We talk about like the future a lot together, so that helps. But it was more, did I want to keep working in a place where, although I love the actual work and my team, like the people who I selected onto the team, did I still want to be there if it was just so hard for the wrong reasons? And I think that's kind of what stuck most with me, is that it wasn't just that it was hard work, but it was not hard for the right reason. It wasn't hard because the work was challenging and nobody had done it before. It was challenging for the wrong political reasons. I'm like, this isn't healthy. This isn't the right thing for me to choose for myself. And my husband saw it too. And I'm so lucky to have a partner who is so supportive. And in exchange, it's like, okay, honey, you go take this great opportunity and I'm going to project manage us moving to Spain. But it was not all positive because I had to leave behind this team that I put together. A lot of my family is still out in Canada as well, where we were when we made the decision. We do have some family in Europe, but We obviously haven't spent as much time with them, so I didn't know what that would be like. We know nobody in Spain. So it was a little nerve-wracking, and learning a new language as an adult is not easy, at least not for me.
You are not alone in that. I can guarantee that for sure. And what I'm hearing and what you're saying is, yes, the known was comfortable, but sometimes we think we almost prioritize the job that we're not crazy about, or the hard work, or even let's say, like, if you're in a toxic work environment, even though we know we don't like it, it's like, oh, but that's what I know. And so it's still easy to kind of stay in that comfortable place. And so kudos to you for really being able to do that inner work to say, like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is an unknown, but I'm willing to bet on myself. I'm willing to bet on us and be able to just see what happens and see what's out there and be able to take that really scary leap, I'm sure, to do something completely new, start your own business, move to another country. So kudos to you for betting on yourself in that way.
Thank you. And like I said, having a really good support system was definitely something that made the decision a little bit easier. I've got friends who have started businesses as well. So I had like a little seedling of a support group to start me off. And I think without that community, whether it was in person or just like people that I've come across in my life, without that, it would have been so much harder.
It is so important to have the right people around you when you are going through a big change or starting something new, because we are doubting ourselves every step of the way, every new thing. Even if we know that's what we want to be doing, it's still terrifying. And so all of those limiting beliefs come up, all of those questions come up. And I think it is so important to make sure that we've got the right people around us to be able to support us when we are doubting ourselves, because we know that those dreams are really fragile at that point in time. And so having that support network, I completely, completely agree. Okay, so you describe yourself as unapologetically introverted, and I absolutely love this so much. So can you tell me more about what makes this like your mantra?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to kind of package together what it was that I can offer other introverts, especially because I talk to so many who like self-doubt is there, and that pressure, either direct, like real, just direct words being told to them saying, you need to be louder, you need to speak up more, and all those things, or just things they've absorbed from observing different cultures or the culture and the workplace that they're in. There's so much pressure for them to be something else and to achieve their goals in a way that is kind of mandated by this like made up list of things that are supposed to be what makes a great whatever, entrepreneur, employee, boss, what have you. And I don't know, not that I've not had moments of doubt or straying from that, but mostly for most of my life, it's been like, hey, this is me. If that's not cool for you, then I'm okay with that. And if you're not okay with that, that's your problem. Right. So yeah, like even here, right now we're recording with me on the island of Cyprus, and I'm just mothered by loving family right now, which is awesome. But also, if I didn't manage it well, it could be super draining for me, right? So kind of balancing that out with saying, okay, yes, I will spend time with you, no phones, like pure family chaos. However, for my own sanity, I still have work to do and I need to do it in quiet. So for these hours, this is what's going to happen. Like right now, my husband is taking our nephews out to a toy store while I work in quiet. So it's just being like, nope, this is what I need. This is who I am. And if you are the right person in my life, whether you're a romantic person or family or friend or coworker, you need to love me unconditionally as I will love you unconditionally.
That is beautiful. And listening to you be able to speak up for what you need. I mean, I think that could be translated to anything in our lives. So often we either expect people to know what we need, or like you said, we're trying to fit ourselves into this box of what we think we should be doing or who we think we should be. And when we do that, we live so far out of alignment of our true selves. And I love that you are now able to really stand in that in confidence and know that the right people in your life are going to support you and what you need. And all it takes is just a lot of times just to speak up for that. And so often we just assume people know, and then we get resentful when they're not doing what we need them to do. And so I think that's just such a, I say simple, not meaning that it's easy, but that, you know, it's a simple lesson that we can all learn. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to quickly interrupt to invite you to schedule your own private coaching session with me. A standalone one-on-one session is the perfect avenue for those times when you need a kickstart towards your next goal. We can unpack so much in 50 minutes. You will leave your session feeling inspired, motivated, and with clear next steps that feel so aligned with you. These private coaching sessions are the quick hits that will uncover your mindset blocks and get you back on the fast track to whatever you're working toward in your career or life. Your session is your time, so we can work through anything that will impact you the most. Let me help you finally see your blind spots so that you can get out of your own way and head toward the next amazing version of you. Send me a message on Instagram or visit acrprofessionalcoaching.com to book your session today. Now, back to the episode. So I'm sure you did not just wake up one day and be like, you know what, that this is who I'm going to be. I'm going to be able to speak my truth and set boundaries and do all of that. I'm sure that was such a journey to be able to come in to that. So what lessons did you have to learn along the way on your journey to becoming unapologetically introverted?
A lot of the times it's so easy to kind of lose ourselves in the noise, I'll say. The noise of the media, the noise of school and your guidance counselors and your friends and everyone just giving you all the well-intended advice, but oftentimes from their own perspective or what they think is good for you, for them. And being human, I'm not immune to that, right? So there were times when, like, I'm even thinking back to when I was choosing my university. There was a University of Waterloo in Canada, in Southern Ontario, that I actually really wanted to go to. They had a program that I found really interesting. And one of my favorite high school teachers at the time said, you should go to Queens. They've got great programs there. I'm like, it's in Kingston, which is really far away. And it seems like a bit of a party school. I don't know if any grads or students are out there, but that's what I thought at the time, and I was not wrong, or at least it was more party than what was naturally comfortable for me. And that first year was really hard for me as an introvert. I was at least lucky to have my own dorm room, so I didn't have a roommate. But moving from my parents' home, where I had my own space and people who understood or had at least been coached by me for a long time on what I needed, to a bunch of people in one building who spent all of their time together was really hard. And like the parties and the why aren't you coming out and why are you always in your room and all of that. It was, I think part of that was a lesson that I knew what I needed and what I wanted, because I think it was 2 weeks into that first semester, I was already applying to transfer to the other university.
Yeah. And again, I think you have such a level of self-awareness to be able to say like, okay, this is truly what I need. And I know that this isn't the right fit for me, you know, that sort of thing. But I think even talking about being around people and whether that's energizing for you or draining for you, I think that's such a key piece. And even those who maybe are more extroverted and do really fill their cup by being around people. And I would say even being around the right people is really important there too. And you and I have talked about this before around like we all have energy cycles though. And there are different times where we are primed to feel more extroverted and times that we're primed to feel more introverted. And so, you know, somebody might be listening to this and think like, well, some days I love being around people and it feels really great. And then some days I just want to be by myself. And that also comes in a lot with our energy cycles. And I've done episodes on this before, but, you know, typically females, we have around a 28-day energy cycle. And meaning, you know, kind of the first half of our cycle, we are more primed to feel more extroverted and our energy is higher. We like being around people more. And then the second half of that cycle, our energy starts to shift. And it's those days where like, I just want to have a TV night by myself or with a few close people, or, you know, that's the times where I just really want to put my head down and get my work done and close my office door, you know? And even for males, like they go through that same cycle, but they go through it in a 24-hour cycle. So I say all of this to say, like, even whether we consider ourselves extroverted or introverted, I think we all can relate to what you're saying and having those feelings of sometimes just needing to honor what our body is saying to us in that moment. Anything you would add to that?
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were talking about that there are probably cycles within cycles as well, because I can think back to times when like an overarching, I wouldn't be able to put a specific timeline on it, but there are like larger phases in my life where I felt more introverted or extroverted as well, where like obviously as a leader, my extroverted energies had to be there and ready, because I know there were people asking me to move into leadership positions before I actually did, because I didn't feel that energy was there yet. Not that I wasn't ready for the actual work or the challenge, or that I didn't have the skills. It's just like, not right now. Like this isn't the time for me to do that. I need to stay with this introverted energy of doing business analysis and project management, where I can just lock me into a room, let me do my work, and that's that. But then once I was ready for leadership, it's like, okay, let's go. Find me that leadership position I want now, and we're going to go full tilt on this.
Yeah, that's so accurate. And the fact of like, we have so many different seasons, whether it's, I mean, you think of even the seasons of the year, the seasons of our life, you know, all of those things, and they follow the same patterns in terms of, you know, for a lot of us, like winter time, we automatically feel more introverted, you know, those types of things. And so there's different seasons of our life that follow that as well. And to me, again, it just really comes down to being able to tap into your own intuition, to be able to really listen to your body, to really honor yourself and what you know you need, and just trust that it's never going to steer you wrong. Like whatever it's steering you, it's there for a reason. So Juliana, what would you say are some tips that you can give any introverts who are listening who really want to step in further into who they are?
One tip I always give is that you should cut yourself a break. In doing a lot of research and also talking to a lot of people about introversion, I find that the way that introverts describe and relate to introversion isn't the same as how extroverts or people who just aren't quite aware of the differences would describe it. A lot of people think that introversion is shyness or antisocialism or just being so super quiet that you can't participate, or anxiety, but it really isn't. And what I love about talking to other introverts and having them on my podcast or talking to them on LinkedIn is they all describe their introversion in a different way. And it's just so beautiful. But a lot of the times we think, oh, if I ask for an extra day to make this decision because it's just, it's too chaotic and noisy and I cannot think straight. And I know I'm going to make a bad decision if I make that decision in this moment, that people are going to think there's something weird about me or I'm incapable of making a decision. It's probably not the case. Like, I think if you just say, like, I'm not going to make this decision right now. I need some time to think it over. I will give you that decision by this time tomorrow and you follow up with it. Nobody's even going to bat an eye. And if they kick up that much of a fuss, I don't know what decision they think you're going to make that's that critical unless you're in like
right.
healthcare or like world politics. Doesn't apply to you. You're dealing with stuff that is not like data entry issues or corporate related issues. But for many of us in life, a lot of those decisions don't have to be made right on the spot. There is time for us to step back and really make sure whether we're checking our data or we're trying to tap into our intuition to make sure it's that right decision. It's okay. And people should give you that space to do it. So cut yourself a break. I'd also say that for introverts, a lot of the times we short sell our natural skills and the value we bring because they're not the value set that people imagine when they think of somebody as an entrepreneur or a leader or just a kick-ass employee, right? They're always thinking of this person who puts up their hand all the time and they can have these motivational speeches and get everybody riled up for the sales call or whatever, like these big, loud personalities. But a lot of the times, that quietness that we can bring, the ability for us to give space to others to speak as well, or just being able to listen and take in all that information, process it, and come up with a decision or a recommendation after we've processed it is so valuable. And people just, maybe they don't see it, but you know that value is there.
Absolutely.
And you know there is somebody in that group that knows that value is there.
Yes. And I'm glad you touched on what are some of those strengths, because like you said, we think like, oh, you have to be the loudest, the, you know, most engaging, the whatever. Yes, the whatever, fill in the blank. But there is so much value in being able to be an active listener, to really be able to see your people for who they are and giving people space. And being able to make sound decisions and not, you know, be like flying off the handle. I mean, there are so many strengths that you can lean into in those moments that are going to make you a fantastic leader. So what final message do you have for any listeners who are hearing this and they're really resonating with your story?
I think especially for introverts, a lot of you already know what the right thing to do is for you and what you need. It's just making that step to be comfortable, like we were talking about earlier, with asking for what you need and what you want, and giving yourself a chance to take maybe small risks to start with asking for what you need and going after the things you want. And then once you start seeing that, oh, that was actually okay. Or if somebody flew off the handle because I asked for something, is that really about you or is it about them? Because I find a lot of the times it's really about them. I mean, even when I've been asking for things that I need or setting my boundaries, occasionally I run into a person who just does not respond well. They just don't like it. And when I kind of think back, as I do as an introvert, to the conversation, what went down, it's like, okay, if I really unpack what words they were saying to me and what was bothering them about it, had nothing to do with me. So is it still okay for me to ask for what I want? Maybe they won't say yeah, but at least I've asked and I know what the answer is. or I know that this person is not somebody who is going to honor who I am, and I need to decide what to do with that relationship.
Absolutely. And that is just such a great point that you hit on again around just understanding that a lot of times people's reactions have everything to do with them and typically not a lot to do with you. Of course, we always want to have that self-awareness and that self-reflection, like you were talking about. But so many times when we beat ourselves up about somebody else's opinion or thoughts or reaction, when we really dig deep, we understand like they're hurting in some way, or that's triggering to them in some way. And it's something that they actually need to work through, not necessarily something that is your responsibility to do in that moment. Yeah, absolutely. So where can our listeners find you if they want to connect with you after this episode?
Yeah, for sure. So for my career coaching, I'm primarily on LinkedIn. I'm quite active there. So you can find me there. I'll make sure you've got the link for the show notes. And if you want to check out the free resources I have, I also have a website, jyycoaching.com. And we'll make sure that link is there for you too.
Perfect. And then you have your own podcast that I'm going to be a guest on too. So that's exciting.
I do. Yes, I can't wait.
Yes. And what's your podcast called so they could look it up?
The podcast is called Daring to Succeed, Being Unapologetically Introverted in Your Career and Life.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it so much. Juliana, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on today. I think this has been such a helpful conversation and something that, again, we can all relate to and take some nugget of information away to be able to show up more authentically in our own lives as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you'd like to continue this conversation, connect with me on Instagram and say hello. You can find me at AmandaRiffey_coaching. In the meantime, if you know you are ready to step into the next incredible version of you and want to completely accelerate your personal and professional growth, let's work together. I offer one-on-one private coaching as well as workshops and in-person events. There's really something for everyone. To learn more, visit my website at acrprofessionalcoaching.com or send me a DM on Instagram and start a conversation. And don't worry, I truly want all of us to succeed. So I promise I will never steer you wrong. Let's create a career and life you love. Chat with you again soon.